Ladies and gentlemen, please stand for the entrance of the official party, the playing of ruffles and flourishes, the national anthem, and the invocation.
Lackland's Gateway Club was packed with people, both new recruits and long-serving. They came to see the Silver Star pinned on Tech Sergeant Michael Parolio. Chaplain Wade Jensen gave the invocation.
Heavenly Father, we come before you, thanking you for this special day of recognizing Tech Sergeant Michael Parolio for his service and gallantry in Afghanistan.
On January 11, 2018, the Mohmand Valley in eastern Afghanistan was a hotbed for ISIS operations. For about a month, U.S. forces had been working with local militia to clear the area. They were making progress, but certain routes into the valley were still hazardous. After a meeting with partner forces, the team was ambushed in their unarmored vehicle. Captain William Clark was in the driver's seat when bullets ripped through, critically wounding three people.
You know, 25 meters with belt-fed machine gun is an incredibly, incredibly horrible place to be. To have three out of five guys down at that point, to be 5 kilometers from your operating base, to have to put together some sort of plan to get out of that area, get everyone back to a higher echelon of care, all that rolled into this horrific scenario.
Clark, the ground forces commander, was hit in the chest and couldn't do much more than hold a weapon.
I kind of knew a bit what was going on. I could definitely feel like field of vision kind of tunneling in and getting a bit smaller and really only be able to focus on like really small task at that point.
Tech Sergeant Michael Parolio took charge. He shifted the vehicle into neutral and moved it to use as cover for his team. He helped his teammates apply tourniquets and called for air support.
You kind of know what needs to happen at that point, and as much as there is some chaos there, and to say I was completely calm during that would be a lie. We were freaking out because we didn't know what was going on, and it was completely unsuspected.
Parolio got his comrades back to base within 15 minutes of the ambush, which saved two of their lives. The 30-year-old Parolio says he still thinks about that day and uses it as motivation.
Like, how could we have done it better? And that's been the harder thing is like, okay, what could I have done differently, maybe something more efficiently to get us out of there quicker?
Parolio is now an instructor with the 350th Special Warfare Training Squadron at Lackland. Carson Frame, Texas Public Radio News.